Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at September 20, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Russian political scientist and head of the Council on Foreign and Defense Policy, Sergei Kuraginov. He's best known for his imperialistic policies since the early 1990s, and for calling the destruction of the West and of Ukraine. 1/21. Kuraginov created a doctrine carrying his name in the early 90s. The basic idea of the doctrine is that Russia should always protect, even by force, the ethnic Russian population in other countries. In the beginning, it was mostly targeted at the Baltic states. He's also a strong proponent of Eurasianism, and argues that Russia and China should cooperate economically to triumph over the Western regions. Basically, his views were the precedent of the BRICS agreement. He considers China as Russia's closest ally. Sergei's policies and views are extremely hawkish. He's called Russia a genetically authoritarian power, and claimed that Russia's main foreign policy goal is to force its dominance on the globe and break the security order put in place after the end of Cold War in 1991. After Russia launched its full-scale invasion in Ukraine in February 2022, Kuraginov stated that the process of restoring Russian statehood, Russian influence, Russian power, which had been going on for quite a long time, had simply come to the surface. Already in 2014, he warned that Russia may attack Ukraine, and that hell would break out unless Ukraine stayed out of NATO and if the Russian-speaking regions in eastern and southern Ukraine are not granted broad autonomy. Apparently Kuraginov at some point supported the idea of Russia joining NATO, as in 2019 interview he claimed that leaving Russia out was one of the worst mistakes in political history and that by doing this the West would eventually sacrifice Ukraine. He formulated many of the core ideas leading to Russia's invasion in February 2022. Right before the attack, he declared that the situation is so dire that war is inevitable and that Russia could only achieve its goals by military force. In the same article, he stated how Russia had no economic, political, cultural or ideological benefits that could offer to Ukraine, and that Russia's neighbors saw the West offering more attractive political and economic models. Finally, someone in Russia speaks the truth. For the Russian elites, he's called the war in Ukraine an existential war, and declared that Ukraine's leadership should be changed to pro-Russian government and that there should be real security for the Donbas republics. He's claimed that the ongoing war will be used to restructure Russian elite and Russian society, pushing out the non-patriotic elements from the elite and making the country more militant-based and national-based. Maybe that's why that old drunk Medvedev is being so hawkish? He said that Russia's demilitarization of Ukraine consists of complete destruction of Ukrainian military forces, and that after this Ukrainians will become much more peaceful and friendly to us. He's compared the situation to what Russia did previously in Chechnya. In his fantasies, Russia would cause the complete disintegration of Ukraine. He said that it is possible that something may go to Russia, something to Hungary, something to Poland, and something may remain a formally independent Ukrainian state. In June 2023, Kuraginov called for the use of nuclear weapons against some NATO member states in Europe. He said that if Russia were to nuke, say Poznan, the US would stay away from the conflict to save their own cities, and that the global South would feel satisfaction from the defeat of their former oppressors. In the end of August 2023, Kuraginov among other Russian political scientists published a report called Problems and Lessons of the Recent History of Russian Foreign Policy, and Possibilities for Correction. In this report, they advised Kremlin to nullify all nuclear weapon control treaties, to terminate its membership and scrap the Treaty on Nuclear Nonproliferation, NPT. It also suggests the use of nuclear weapons against NATO countries. The report encouraged Russian authorities to accelerate infrastructure projects in the eastern Russia and in Siberia. Kuraginov et al. Also call for exploiting Ukraine and use its resources. According to them, Ukrainian POWs should be used as forced labor to work on various infrastructure projects, and 1 to 2 million Ukrainians should be forcefully deported to the new Siberian settlements. Then comes the most absurd and barbaric part, Kuraginov et al. Want to turn Ukraine into barren, depopulated buffer zone against the Western states. After Ukraine has been occupied, its infrastructure should be, according to this group of maniacs, completely destroyed. This would include the destruction of its road and rail network, energy production, industry, and all large settlements. The goal of this would be to deprive Ukraine's possibility to exist as a state and make it an agrarian outpost. They also claim that this would make Ukraine uninteresting to the West, and based on the West's slow arms deliveries, this may already be the case. To conclude, Kuraginov is the person who is voicing the Kremlin's goals and aspirations after it stripped off its diplomatic rhetoric. The madman's genocidal lunacy includes the use of nuclear weapons against the West and complete destruction of Ukraine as a state. Thanks to at MFPHHH, at Jakluj and at USV 1980 for bringing Karaganov's latest plan for genocide to the English-speaking public. All soups. Support my work.